Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. How you doing? It's good to have you here. It's good to have you as part of my day. Let me tell you about what we're going to do, what you and I are going to do for the next few minutes. I want to talk about where we are mid-year in the economy. Now, first we have to establish that some small businesses don't even know there is a recession. They're just doing really, really well. Now, that could be for a couple of reasons. That could be because they've got, they're just doing such a darn good job of managing their business that, and they've just got their cornflakes together so well that they're almost indestructible. Or it could be that they're in one of the industries that hasn't been as affected by the recession, whatever particular industry they might be in, or that they're in an industry that actually does well in when times are tough. There are counter-cyclical industries out there, so those are some reasons why a small business could be doing really well. So we've got that those guys on one end of the spectrum, and then we got the folks on the other end of the spectrum. These are the people who are not doing well, and probably many of them are about to not make it. And there could be a couple of reasons for that. One might be that they're in an area that is so depressed. If you have a small business in Detroit, you know, you're probably having a tough time right now. If you have a small business in other parts of the country where things are really, really bad, they've just lost a big plant or something, you know, that's going to be tough. And a lot of that problems you're having are not your own. And then there are those small businesses that could be anywhere that just aren't running their business very well. They really shouldn't be doing all that bad, but they are because they're not running their businesses. So those are the two ends of the spectrum that we have out there. And I'm going to kind of throw them out a little bit right now and just talk about the 92% of us in the middle here. And those are the people who are doing as good a job as you can, and the economy is you're feeling the impact, but you're trying to figure out where are we going from here, how am I going to make sure that I survive 2009, because I know that there are things that I could do that could take me either way, and how do I get ready for 2010? So that's what I want to talk about right now. I want to talk about some of the things that we can all do to make sure that we survive, and that we, because there is still for those of us in the middle, there still is the opportunity for us to survive or not, depending on things that we do, steps that we take, behaviors that we demonstrate, and the way we manage our businesses. So some things that I want you to realize is that the economy, the global economy, is still having a hard time. Now, one of the main reasons why the economy is having such a hard time is because we've had a credit collapse. Now, folks, this is, and you've heard me say this before, this is different from any of the other recessions that I've ever been involved in. In my first one was 1969. I've told you that before. This is actually my seventh recession to be involved in. Some of you, this is your first one. And certainly it's for some of you it is your first one. But if you really want to go back to a real recession that was somewhat prolonged, you've got to go back to the early 80s. The little one we had in 1990 and the little one we had in the beginning of this decade weren't really all that much of a recession. And so this one is, they're calling it the Great Recession. sort of after the Great Depression. We're not going to have a depression, and it's not to that level, but it is a great recession. And the people that I hear, that I listen to, that I talk to, you know, that's what they're calling it, because it is deep and wide. And the one primary indicator, we've had high unemployment before. We've had recessions that lasted a year or so before. But in my career, which is quite long, I have never seen a time, and none of us have, where the credit market collapsed. And all you have to do is look around and look at the institutions, the credit institutions, the banking institutions that are no longer around. The big banks, the investment banks and all that. I mean, that should tell you something. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two large home mortgage organizations on the planet, have been nationalized by the government. So that's the issue, and that's the reason why this thing is going to last a little bit longer, and why the recovery of the second half of 2009 that I hoped would happen and that I thought would happen and that a lot of people thought would happen, it is happening, but it's not happening all that fast. In fact, at this moment, some of the indicators are looking a little bit negative. So I'm not telling you all that to be negative. I'm just telling you all that to make you realize, to help you realize that you know, this is not a time to blink with regard to your survival strategies. This is not a time to give up. This is not a time to stop focusing on the fundamentals that's allowed you to be able to still be in business right now. This is a time to continue to watch your cash. This is a time to continue to make sure that you're not taking a flyer, that you're not pushing the envelope, that you're not working too far out on the leading edge on some new project. This is, for most of us, this is a time to stay within our capabilities with regard to trying new things, and to make sure that we continue to do the things that we know how to do. Because right now, your goal is still, your 2009 goal is still to make sure that your doors are open January 1, 2010. And so I want you to think about those things. We want to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some things that you can do that you can take advantage of, some things you can work on that will help you not only survive 2009, but to get ready to take advantage of 2010. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. The way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Parade on, it's a crazy feeling, and well, it's a marvelous night for a moon. Little Van Halen bringing us back. Van Halen. Van Morrison bringing us back. The other Van, the little guy. Van Morrison, one of my favorite Irishman. That's a great song, too. Moondance. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there. More to come, too, by the way. New stuff we're working on. It's going to take a little bit longer than I thought. It always does, doesn't it? Getting these new website designs and everything are just right. So I'm looking forward to that. But check out my blog while you're there. Subscribe to my free newsletter and all the other things we do there. I hope you'll check those things out and let us know what we can do to help you. We built that site so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I was talking about... I'm talking about the current situation we have right now, folks. I'm trying to straddle and have one foot sort of in the cold reality that we still have a challenging economy, and it's going to take a while because of the credit meltdown, because of the credit basically collapse that we've had. Consumers are not going to come roaring back because for two reasons. Number one, they don't have the appetite for that. And number two, they're not going to have the credit level that they've had in the past. And this is what's different about this recession from all the others in the last 60 years or 70 years, 80 years, It's the lack of availability of credit and the lack of inclination of consumers to use credit. We're saving more for the first time in decades. And even when people get jobs, even when the unemployment rate starts coming down, then you know people are going to, for a while, probably for, I don't know how long, 2, 3, 5, I don't know how long, but for a while people will still be slow to come back to the credit market for their purchases and or for everything. And I'll tell you folks, this economy has been a 70% consumer economy. So just look at those. Those are some tea leaves that are right there in front of you that you just can't deny. Now, how can you and I work around that? One of the things I think we need to do is think about the way we connect with our customers. And you've been hearing me talk about this quite a bit before, and that's by developing more, thinking of your customers more and more as communities, customers inside of communities. And you have one big customer community, and that's all the people who do business with you. But think about this, folks. Every one of those customers, they have their own communities. So what can you do to get them to invite their communities to join your communities? How can we do that? Think about that. You know the 6 degrees of separation phenomenon, right? Where you're never more than 6 degrees of separation from anybody else in the world. Well, you're only 1 degree of separation from the communities of your customers. So all you've got to do is get your customers to love you so much that they will tell their communities about you. Now, in the old days, meaning like a year ago, in order for them to do that, they would have to call them or email them and, you know, 20 years ago, they'd have to call them or tell them, which they wouldn't be as likely to do because where would be the opportunity? But today, there's something called social media that more and more people are taking advantage of or getting involved in. And I want you to take the social media phenomenon and turn it into an opportunity for you to build, not to get better at social media necessarily, but to get better at building communities. Because you've heard me say this before, long after we quit talking about social media, I'm telling you, the day will come sooner than you think when we won't even use that term anymore. But we will talk about building customer communities online. So your customers, more and more of your customers, are talking to their friends and their peers and their customers and their anybody that they're associated with who are in their communities. They're talking about their life experiences to their communities and anybody they know who are connected to them can read what they have to say. And if they're saying something good about you, about your business, guess what? The person that they wrote that to is not the only person who gets to see that. Everybody they know, if they connect with them, will see that they had a good experience with you. And that's how you get connected to their communities. That's the power, my friends, of what we call social media. That is the power. It's that 1 degree of separation, maybe 2 degrees. If you can drive it that far, you know, beyond just the customers and your customer and their first connection to the next connection. It's one of the ways that things go viral. So what I want you to think about is I want you to think about how you can use the social media phenomenon to your advantage. And it's a low cost, virtually no cost way for you to get more customers and to keep customers happy. And to not only survive 2009, but to be ready to take advantage of whatever's going to happen in 2010. So I want you to think about that, folks. I want you to think a little bit more about social media. And if you need help, hire a 25-year-old to help you, or even a 21-year-old, or even a 19-year-old. They know how to do it. Trust me, that's a good idea. Going to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back.
Put on your red dress, baby, Lord, we going out tonight.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.